Welcome to Endless 08, a time loop anime podcast. I'm BJ.
And I'm Duffo.
It is 2008. We are watching and discussing anime from 2008, the year that it is.
And watching and discussing anime music videos, AMVs, if you will, from the year 2008.
I'm glad that you just you went to the effort of describing that one, however many episodes we are into this one. As if somebody's going to listen to this as the first thing they do and they're like, AMV, what's that?
If you are new to joining us, anime is the word that we use to refer to animated media that was produced in Japan.
Thank you, Google. I hate it.
We are returning to our class clowns bracket. I will remind you before we get into this conversation, I went into all of this blind and did not watch any of these, so it is not personally my fault that neither of them were funny this week.
Shooting early. Neither of them were funny. Great job.
These were both picked because they are comedy shows, and because I thought the songs attached to them sounded like they were going to be funny. Not really what we got today, but we will hash out what it looked like.
Yeah, okay, so our first entrant was Macabre Serenade by Ileya, who turns out this is their third entrance.
Third of four entries that they have in the top 50.
Crazy. Ileya was prolific in 2008.
An overachiever.
And good. Like, even, I can't even remember what we've, like, sent through so far, but, like, still
conversational Spanish quality. Was them.
Oh, yeah. Te quiero, puta, or whatever it was. Yes. I still haven't told one of my students that. I'm going to get there eventually. I've still got 2 days left of term.
I don't think you should call your students bitches, personally.
They're not going to look
like,
it up.
I don't know high school pedagogy, but I
Nah, relationship building, that's what it is. this one was another one by Ileya, and it pulls from the anime Sayonara Zetsubo Sensei.
Yes, and Zoku Sayonara Zetsubo Sensei was the season two of it.
Oh, okay, cool, great. Yes. I have not seen this one.
Yeah, set to Dog Fashion Disco's song Silent Film.
What a weird song. Damn, it starts with like a nice jazz group, you know, doing some stuff. And then the screamo kicks in. And then it's just jazz and screamo. Jazz is in clarinet and oboe included. Just vibing out together. It was nice and fun. Very weird.
Yeah, they're doing like a weird chaotic. It sounds like one of the weird System of Down songs.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yes. That's the kind of vibe we're going for. Like, it's meant to sound chaotic and weird. Okay. Yes. Now, Sayonara Zetsubo Sensei. This is a show. I've not seen the show, but I've read the manga.
Okay.
So I know the fucking plot of it, which is that it is about a high school teacher who is incredibly depressed and suicidal.
Oh, boy. How exciting.
His students prevent him from killing himself.
Good.
And he's got to try and like it. He's trying to teach these students his nihilistic worldview while they're all trying to like cheer him up.
Okay. Which character in that we saw was the teacher? Because none of those looked old enough to be teacher.
The guy with the dark, longer hair and the glasses.
Okay. He did not look old enough to be teacher.
Oh, well.
I'm just thinking back on it, and I'm like, I didn't, like, this looked like a bunch of kids, mostly. Like, makes sense, you know, obviously, kids trying to convince the teacher, but, like, I didn't get the impression that...
There you go. Look at this low-res picture. Is that man there in the middle?
Yeah, no, that's a kid. That's a kid. That's, like, a senior kid.
Yes, and a lot of the side gags in this show are referencing horror media.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And that's what we saw a lot of in this AMV, was actually them taking those... horror flash outs and delusions that he has, and it was cutting them together with this metal song.
Very effectively cut together. Like, I feel like the pace was great and the cutting was nice. And like, if this felt like, it felt honestly like it belonged in the Linkin Park Memorial bracket, to be honest, not quite. Cause again, the music was not there for it. Like, this was not serious music. This was weird music. So I don't know that we would have had a good, like a nice solid place for this one anyway. But like it did feel like AMV. It had that energy, it had the cutting, it had the imagery of, like, again, that Linkin Park memorial, like, a lot of After Effects. I don't even know if they're After Effects. Could have just been straight from the show.
Could have just fucking been the show,
But, like, you know, deep red saturation and, like, black and white moments. There was a lynching or a hanging.
Yes, that's him attempting to hang himself at, like, the start of the show.
Very much not what I was expecting to see today.
Yeah, the graphic is a lot.
Very much, very much. I kind of feel like I should go and watch this show now just to, you know, I've been a depressed
You've been a depressed high school annoyed teacher.
Yeah. teacher at times, you know. Maybe it'll hit me somewhere. Maybe too hard, so maybe I won't watch it. But, you know, like, I feel like I could do with some of that.
Yeah, the one unusual choice that this AMV makes is that it turns down the music in the middle of it and it gives you, like, a...
we got a volume warning.
An interstitial card with a volume warning that says, turn your volume down, and then a second card that says, no, really, I mean it.
I'm not joking.
And you did this. You turned the volume down.
I did turn the volume down.
And it didn't seem that bad to me, but maybe if you hadn't turned it down, it would have been
No,
bad.
But I also think it's the fact that we were watching it through my tablet, which doesn't have very nice speakers, and it really cuts a fair bit of the bass out. So I feel like if we'd had, like, a nice speaker system, we probably would have been a bit blown away and gone, and turned it down a bit.
The headphones kill us.
Yeah, yep. I don't really know that I have much more to say, honestly. Like, it again, like, good energy, interesting imagery. They've clearly not thrown in something boring. They've, like, made some effective choices of what they're grabbing and what they're cutting from and to. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy to jump ahead to the next one. This is Uran Pop is the name of this AMV. It's created by Jade Charm. It is a cut from Uran High School Host Club. And it is set to NSYNC's Dirty Pop.
Yeah. First thing I'm going to note about this one is Comic Sans. At a couple of moments, they had lyrics pop up on the screen. And those lyrics were in Comic Sans.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very colorful. This one definitely didn't have the layer of polish that you normally see with other creators who are attempting to do ambitious cuts and layering in the way that this one was doing.
They made some decisions. They didn't necessarily execute those decisions very effectively.
How do you feel about NSYNC generally?
I don't even know anything about NSYNC other than that they are a meme.
The boy band formerly fronted by Justin Timberlake.
Oh, cool. I mean, it was a song. It's not the kind of music I listen to. You'll get it. Notice, talking about the previous one, I noted the jazz band and all the different instruments that are in it. That's my kind of music.
Yeah.
Not boy band pop music. I'm just, I don't have that experience. I'm not there for it. Our friends from high school, like, not religiously, but have multiple times listened to Backstreet Boys stuff. And when I've gone back and hung out with them, they've just started blasting out Backstreet Boys to each other and singing along.
Really?
And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Well, we were definitely born at that point, but, like, I don't remember any of this. Like, it is not my scene.
And a lot of the choices that they make in that kind of music doesn't hold up. It's very dated.
Yes. Very much.
I tell you right now, very few of the other members of NSYNC have gone on to have Justin Timberlake star careers. His stuff's good. He put out a Tiny Desk recently that was shockingly good, and he brought, like, 13 fucking musicians in with him.
All right, I'm going to have to go watch that.
A huge band, and they were very good.
Okay.
I have a mate of mine who swears hand on heart. He's like, I know this is an embarrassing thing to say, but Justin Timberlake is probably the best live show I've ever been to.
Wow. Okay. Cool stuff.
Makes a production of it.
Yeah. Just even talking about the music, I don't know if there was, but I feel like, even if there wasn't, I feel like there was a record scratch at one point just to, like, really solidify this as, like, an 80s, 90s, 2000s song. And there's not a fault of the AMV. I'm just like, oh.
I think one of Justin Timberlake's crimes is that he kept doing, like, beatboxing scratch bits
for
longer than he should have.
Yeah, there was some in this. Not very good.
Uran High School Host Club. You have not watched this show before.
No, I have not.
Seem like it's about?
Okay. So, I actually know vaguely. There is a club that a kid gets thrown into, but he has to dress up as a girl while he's there.
Other way around.
Oh?
It is a girl, but she is androgynous enough that she passes as a guy.
Oh, okay. Hashtag goals.
Yes. And they are part of the... Like a host club in the way that they have over in Japan, where you go in and you drink with like handsome guys who are wearing suits and will like flirt with you.
Yep. I think this is why I haven't watched it, because I find that just even, I just cringe. I don't like it. It's just weird.
Typically, they do not run those in high schools.
No. Yeah.
It's a very fucking weird club to have.
I probably shouldn't just breeze right past that. But no, yeah. But like, I've never been to a maid cafe. I've never done the host bar thing. It feels gross. I don't like it.
You've been to themed bars with me before.
We did go to one. We should tell this story. Fuck. We were bar hopping around around Tokyo for a bit. We walked into
Osaka. We were bar hopping.
Oh, it's in Osaka. Here. That's right. We walked into one, and it was there were black curtains everywhere, and one of them opened up. Like a person let us into one, and it was just a tiny little room with like curtained room with a big giant teddy bear
in there.
And we just kind of went, we just walked out. This is one of the greatest moments of my life. We walked into like directly across from it into the next one, and it was just the two of us. At this point, I was a dude, so it was just two white guys walking in, and turns out it was a maid bar. Didn't know that at the time. We just walked in.
Yeah, it was like a bar/cafe. It was themed around Japanese pop stars who I didn't have any visual reference for, and I don't think you did. So we didn't understand who anyone was dressed as.
Japan has like a massive amount of like idol pop star groups.
Yeah.
Like AKB48 was one that I vaguely remember. But then I think there's also an AKB47 and 46. Like there's just a bucket load of them. It's not something that I can keep track of. It's around. And this was, again, they were themed on different ones of those. And as soon as we walk in, we open the door and step in, and in Japanese, obviously, but if I'm translating to English, the lady behind the bar turns, looks at us and goes, "Ah, fuck." She said that in Japanese, obviously. Yeah. I laughed and she went, "Oh, thank God." Just one of the greatest moments of my life to just have that interaction happen in this bar. We walk in, sit down, or like she gets us a drink, whatever, fantastic stuff. There was a dude.
Yes, there was.
It was just us two, and there was another dude, like with one of the waitresses with him.
Yeah,
and
two of the waitresses with him.
I had two of
them. This guy is hanging out. He is wearing a suit. He is standing at this table. He has got like bottles of champagne open
and like six pizza boxes.
Yes.
And this dude offers us some pizza.
Yes. I remember like the waitress coming over to us, putting this plate of pizza in front of us. I hadn't even turned around and seen this guy yet. So I was like, "Wow, free pizza." And she talks to you, and you turned to me and said, "Oh, she says it's a gift from that guy over there." And we turned around and he gave us a double thumbs up.
He did. What a wild night. This is so silly. Oh, boy. We only stayed for like one drink, ate half the pizza, and then fucking bolted.
Good night.
It was so weird. So yeah, I don't go to those places by choice. Like we didn't know about that. We were just bar hopping and we just went to a random one. But like they weird me out. Part of the reason we left, I don't know if you felt this way, but I was weirded out and I was just kind of like, I just want to move on. I don't want to be here anymore. Anyway.
So, that's the kind of activities they're doing at this club, and this AMV is showing you, the sort of narrative of this is that, she joins this club, all the guys there are, super attractive, and they're, like, basically celebrities in the school, but as she gets to know all of them, she realizes they're all fucking insane in their own kind of way.
Okay.
And it's then, like, a gag comedy as she's trying to wrangle all of them.
Right. Okay. Cool. I guess I'll watch it at some point, but I don't know. I don't really want to be honest. Doesn't sound like my kind of thing. Mm. In terms of the AMV itself, valiant attempts at lip syncing.
Yeah, didn't all hit, but it was there.
No, it hit and miss, but valiant effort for sure.
I thought it was interesting. They were doing these sections where they would like cut characters out of other scenes and they would just layer the cutout and sometimes do like a mirrored flipped image.
Yes.
And have both of them singing.
Yeah, it was a choice. worked sometimes, didn't work other times. Yeah. Like, yeah, this person put a lot of heart into this one.
Yeah. I think it's just because when you do something like that and you're making them the vocalist per se with their mouth moving, it draws your attention to them. So if they haven't been cut out the cleanest or if it looks a bit weird when they're in place, it's more noticeable.
Yep.
Than if you were just like flashing them past quick and not making it the main visual thing.
Or if I'm honest, the person that they got to act, the character they got to act as the vocalist. I don't know if that was the blonde person. I don't know if they were the main character.
Yeah, he's
character
kind of the main dude in a way.
Okay.
The male lead, yeah.
I feel like their voice did not match. Like, I just, like, the singer's voice, I feel like I could not see that coming out of that character's mouth.
Yeah.
Again, yes, like, you're stuck with the song. You can't really change the singer's voice in a song. But, you know, like...
You get to make the conscious song choice going into the A.
You do. You do. Unless...
Should have brought in the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I think I'm leaning towards our first AMV.
Yeah, I'm happy to put a layer through on something. You know, we liked their last one that they put in, but it was just didn't do as well in the matchup.
Yes.
Whereas this is one that will probably go further, even if it is in the Class Clown bracket and doesn't necessarily fit as well into it. I think it has merits as an AMV.
Yeah.
And as we come back to examine it next time, we'll talk a bit more about the specific horror scenes.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
We're seeing here.
I feel like Macabre Serenade has that extra level of polish that the other one doesn't. So yeah. I think that's what gets it through today.
And put it through.
Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to Endless 08. I've been Duffo.
And I've been BJ. You can find all our stuff at endless08.com and on our social media.
If you know a real freak, tell them about the show. We'll see you next time.